Yeah, I was going to recite Paradise Lost, but after like book five, I got bored with it. And then I was going to do the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock, and that was going to be so obvious, so I'm doing the second most obvious poem in the world, which is Shakespeare's Sonnet 29. When in disgrace with fortune in men's eyes, I all alone beweep my outcast state, and trouble deaf heaven with my bootless cries, and look upon myself and curse my fate, wishing me like to one more rich in hope, featured like him with friends possessed, desiring this man's art and that man's scope, with what I most enjoy, contented least. Yet in these thoughts myself almost despising, happy I think on thee and then my state, like to the lark at break of dawn arising from sullen earth, sings hymns at heaven's gate. For thy sweet love remembered brings, for thy sweet love remembered such wealth brings, that then I scorn to change my state with kings. I'm sorry, it's really awful. And for my reading column, the masterpiece that I wrote myself, I'm doing a poem that I kind of have been working on all semester, but I didn't actually submit to class. But it's got both the seven-line poem and the writing, like, you know, the poem on my writing assignment inside it, because I'm really awesome like that. But it's kind of long, and I apologize, because I don't think anyone else here is as interested in me as I am. But it's called The Boston Goodbyes. When I woke up, the sun had set across the Citgo minaret. And then I slept. The sun arose along the winding varicose streets of Lansdowne, where they dance, fools with monkeys in their pants. The tedious bass drum booms and thumps to students seeking weekend humps. The night was young to chicks and dudes. They floored in college plentitudes. Com Ave was lonely, fraught with Christ and architectural poltergeists, with gargoyles and postmodern books crammed behind their tenured nooks, academic tenterclaws, the epidemic shops at Shaw's. We watched out down those streets, you and I, under a numbing starless sky. I missed the ether of the Bangladeshi fable, elemental storms and flooded city streets, Pakistani retreats, restless couplings in cheap brothels, vendors selling jewelry and seashells, urging following you with piteous argument provoking big fake discontent. I was led to my overwhelming memories. Oh, do not ask how is it. You don't know you care when you kiss it. The Victorian British came and went, left Holmes and Plum and Arthur Dent. American gods will come and go. This caged bird sing Maya Angelou. Falling in love with you was falling in love with me. I bled royally purple, bred royal brown. But this ain't taco, baby, no one wears the royal crown. The new world, it's brave and revisited, redux, reinvented, reduced to an opportunity and a duck tour, and this time the Jewish joke is Muslim. I am stern and savage, noble and proud, locked in your perspective, so much emotional baggage, poeticizing Commonwealth Avenue clouds, redefining the cultural repercussion, recidivistic, repitted against reruns, repeated and redundant. I fell in love, it's true, but you didn't follow it back to me. I wept, loyal and humble, but I didn't dare to frown. This is Boston, my lonely love. No one cheers my crown. No one gives a flying fucking bean town. I wasn't fancy, covetousness, a pickled herring, erring, blessed. At your behest, the wormwood burned. Red herrings are fickle, my coveted nest. This was the way the worm was dressed. Apple-eyed, I applied the rest. Iambic, foolish, and a pest, weeping silently as the tables turned. I would have been the worm, serpentine, squat like a toad, falling. Evil days are falling on evil days. Could I have told you what they mean? Free from choice, I rejoiced in learned joys too subtle to be described. I inscribed my scribblings and imbibed from fountains spouting alphabets. I too have heard the gavel ring, and I too have been appraised. A prize untouched because too near the bitten apple of mine own eyes. And someday, too, the grave will sing, who prized this loose, this chosen ring? The earth will ring out with my cries, I carry an ode unsung, choice lies. Hand in hand, my tears applied themselves to what I knew was burned. My molten verse was scarred and burned, molted, jagged, what once was praised. My zesty love has burned in wisps, my testicles down to a crisp. My soul, my sin has failed your test. My falling self, without contest. My flailing wings flap in my chest, and my tragic muse weeps, crying repeatedly for a rest. But at least I have my cigarettes. I walk down Boylston's slippery street, my cigarettes tickle glow. I wish I was somewhere and warm. Wisps of smoke melted into the snow, but the winter's no cause for alarm. We trap ourselves in cardboard and turn up the heat. I wrap myself in blankets, dreaming of sonnets and sunsets, feeling very much the glutinous heat on my brow. Thinking of storms and tercets, contradistinctionary couplets, quatrains and alexandrines, a scansionary prophet with elemental beats. But it was hellfire and hardboard, rapidly stinking starboard, my last port of call, a hornet's nest of whores and pimps and cheats. In formulaic slumbers, falling in blunder, awaking to the sound of none too distant thunder, numbers and measures formulated my beast. And battlements, entrapments, middle-class enchantments, presumptuous detachments, rose in my gorge like so much yeast. And yet once more I look to the east, a wellspring of dirges and jives. My calliope surges and we get on with our lives. And when one is bereft, martyred, feeble, and left, to melt in your seemingly meaningless threats, I will still have my cigarettes. You guys gotta clap that.